Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment. Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes here for Union Mutual Insurance of Oklahoma. Union Mutual has served the insurance needs of rural Oklahoma for over 80 years. And I'm excited to tell you about a premier product that we've introduced to serve your insurance needs even better. Our town and country policy is new and here to save you money and offer you true protection for your property. When it comes to protecting your property with a company that you can trust, give your local agent a call and tell them that you want Union Mutual Town and Country Policy. At Union Mutual, we care about your protection, not your politics. OKC West has been serving cattle producers for 30 years across Oklahoma and beyond, offering a premium way to sell your cattle. Mondays, 10 a.m., they sell cows, bulls, and singles. Tuesday, 9 a.m., they sell stocker cattle. And Wednesday, 9 a.m., feeder steers and feeder heifers are sold. For more information, go to their website, OKCWest.com. Or call them 800-778-9378. OKC West Livestock Market.
Well, the cattle futures market took a turn to the downside today. 52 lower in the August live cattle with the last trade at 122.55. The October's down 40 here at 128.12. The feeder cattle were also weaker. It looks like they're going to finish down $1.67 on the August at 158.50. September's down $1.50 here at 161.95. Quite a bit of pressure here, giving back about half of what we gained over the last week or so. And we're right at the 50-day or 20-day moving average right now for the August feeder. So hopefully it'll find some support. But it was weak throughout today's trading session. The hog market up 60 in August at 106.30. The October's down 55, December down 22. The market news is trying to grapple with that African swine fever down in the Dominican Republic and what that could possibly mean down the road, but they're pretty steady today for the hogs. Slaughter numbers are around 119,000 today. Last week, 118,000. We need to be over 120,000, really, to get that thing moving. Today, the live cattle cash trade looks like 121 to 122 up in Nebraska. There was some 120 in the south also trading, so kind of where we've been over the last couple of weeks on the live cattle cash trade.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Wheat farmers, here's a wheat variety that can offer big yield numbers in the proper environment. It's Showdown, created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Showdown is widely adapted from West Texas to Central Kansas, including the Oklahoma Panhandle. Showdown has a very high yield ceiling with good standability and responds well to grazing with adequate seeding density. Showdown also offers Hessian fly resistance. Showdown is another Graze and Grain and Golden Grain OSU variety. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more.
The grain futures market generally higher here, led by the wheat futures. The Minneapolis wheat crop, according to a crop tour going on up there, is about a third about two-thirds of what it normally is, down 33% from the five-year average, according to the yield estimates from the crop tour. Pretty disappointing there. I mean, the market generally already knew that, just didn't know how much. It was all an estimate up to this point. This could possibly be the lowest in nearly 30 years. I think the last one this low was 1993 when they had a similar drought. The five-year average is about 43.6 bushels per acre. This year it looks like maybe somewhere around 25, 29, something like that. So still some time to go, but it's pretty dry and pretty late in the year for that spring wheat crop, and that's lifting the others across the board. The corn futures look like they're going to be up 7 to 8 cents. The September soybeans 13.85 up 15. November up 16 3/4 at 13.77. Kansas City September up 15 at 6.74. Working back here, the highest levels back since May. We were over $7 at one point, up to near 7.40 in the September wheat back in May. So hopefully we get back to those highs to the benefit of us.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.